I know you're not used to the short form of anything because I always do the long form. And it's a little hard to find in the book. But I do invite you to go home. In this Holy Week, I invite you to pray with the Passion. You know, there's the four accounts of the Passion, and there's 7 days between now and Easter. And I invite you in this Holy Week to your homework is either spend time reading each account of the Passion of 15 minutes. It should take you about, actually, if you read it at a normal pace, it'll take you 18 minutes to read the Gospel, and then some prayer time. Another wonderful thing is Hallow is having Jeff Cavins and Jonathan Rumi do a video series this Holy Week, and taking everybody through the Passion. So, you know, you can either spend time with the Gospel or watch the videos, because it will be it'll be a wonderful way to spend this Holy Week. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, as we celebrate our brothers who are coming into the church, and as we heard this Gospel, I was reminded of the Gospel which we heard last week, which was the Gospel of the Prodigal Son. And today we hear this, the Gospel of the Prodigal Son, from the Father's side. But it's important to kind of give us a little perspective, because you say, well, Father, we didn't read the Gospel of the Prodigal Son, we read the Passion. But it's really a very good reflection for all of us, because, my dear brothers and sisters, all of us are in the situation of the sons, or of the son, where we, because of our pride, because of our insistence of knowing better than God, we have all walked away from the Father's house, one way or the other, through our sins, through our stubbornness, through our wanting to do things our way, through our necessity to control everything and anything. We are each that prodigal son. And it's interesting that if you read the story of the prodigal son, as I was saying last week, he has a very important realization. He realizes that he has hit the bottom of the barrel, and that the only hope is to go back to his father. And it's interesting that as you read the story of the prodigal son, he decides to get up and to go back to the father. And I hope that you read the story enough that you caught some of the little nuances. The father is not like just like sitting there saying to himself, oh, I hope he comes back so I can prove him, tell him what a no good. Instead, the father goes running to meet him, which means that the father was waiting for him, was watching for him to come back. And as soon as he sees him coming from far off, he takes off to meet his son. My dear brothers and sisters, I pray that we have the courage to stop eating the food of the pigs, the food of sin, the food of our way, of our control, whatever the food that you're eating may be, that we have the courage to get up and to run back to the Father. Because the Father is waiting to run to you. That's why if we heard in this first reading from the prophet Isaiah, he says, "The Lord God has given me a well-trained tongue that I might know how to speak to the weary." This you can translate, "that I may know how to speak to the son that is eating pig food." A word that will rouse them. My dear brothers and sisters, God doesn't want you eating the food of the pigs. God wants to give you a banquet. God wants to give you a new life, and he is waiting for you. We have a week, and I pray that you and I take every advantage of this week to go running, to leave behind whatever pig food we are in, whatever pig food we are eating, and to run to the Father. Because it is running to the Father and meeting the embrace of the Father that we find happiness. And so I pray that in this week, you and I will be roused. That you and I will be moved, shaken, as James Bond used to say, shaken but not stirred. Shaken. Because my dear brothers and sisters, today we have an example of people who are running to the Father. And I know that as Catholics, we become very immune. When we have something all the time, we become very used to it. Sometimes we become so immune and so used to it that we sit here and we go, "I know. Oh, that Father Joe, he always, And my dear brothers and sisters, we will miss our opportunity because we're busy going, I know. But today we get to witness courage in action. People who have heard the voice of God and have answered it. May we have their courage. May we have their guts. May we have their willingness to leave behind, I'll say it again, the pig food, so that we can taste the banquet of heaven.